B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, Lorraine, you have an au pair. She's very new to America.
Yes, she is. She's only been with our family for like 3 weeks. And my brother was staying with me this week. He is on his way back to the airport now. But
how'd they get along, Vinny and
good. Vinny's a strange cat sometimes. Like, I don't think he knows what to say, so he's just really quiet. But like once they got talking, there was some flirting going
Whoa,
on. Yeah.
Hey.
So I had to shut that down real quick. I was like, Vinny.
Really?
Just, yeah.
Elena was just probably being nice.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And Vinny was probably just being nice too. But, you know, they're both the same age or like maybe a year difference. So.
Okay.
You know.
So, but who is it that you're nervous about that we all know?
Yeah. My brother, I can check and like, I don't have to worry about him. It's somebody that we all work with that I'm more concerned about.
Okay. Someone who we work with.
Ooh.
So, Elena, my au pair, she put on social media that she was looking for locals to show her around Charlotte because she's brand new and obviously one of us, either myself or Elena, has to be with Cash, so I can't take her and show her a ton.
Mm-hmm.
But she put it out there and producer Nicole answered the call.
Really?
Here we go.
Oh, man.
All right. I mean, Nicole's, she'll get out.
Yeah.
If she hangs with Nicole.
Nicole, newly single.
Okay. That doesn't mean anything.
It really doesn't mean anything. I don't know how I feel, but it has nothing to do with like you guys dating or like hanging out in that way, shape, or form. I just know she cannot like take my car when she's with you. Like it's an Uber ride back and forth.
I'm responsible.
I just remember you saying you like straight women. So I remember that was your type.
Okay. That doesn't mean every single straight woman in this world is like a victim.
That's true.
Let's give Nicole a chance. What are your plans with Elena?
I don't know. So I was thinking about it. Like a trolley pub could be cool because she'd go to multiple places around and like see the stuff and it's fun.
Explain what that is.
So it's like a trolley pub. It's a trolley pub. It's like a bar on wheels that you go to different places around Charlotte. And a lot of the times, like, you can book the whole thing.
It's kind of like a pub crawl.
Yeah, or you can do, like, a shared experience where, like, you book, like, two or three tickets, and then you join other people.
It's a bar on wheels.
Yes.
Gotcha. Sounds like my worst nightmare.
And it goes... so I thought
you
about that.
You have to pedal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Roy, pedal harder, going uphill.
So I thought about that.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
When is the night out? Have you planned it?
No, I haven't planned it. I just threw it out there.
Okay, so there's not like a date set.
No,
okay.
And here's the thing. Again, I'm not concerned with her like hanging out with producer Nicole. I just know producer Nicole likes to do pickle back shots.
She goes hard.
And she does go hard in the paint.
Yeah.
So I need...
How do you know she doesn't go hard in the paint?
I don't, but I need her to not go as hard in the paint as you do because I need her to be alive for my son the next day.
Yeah, but does she have a day off?
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, cool. We'll go out the night before her day off.
She gets a day and a half off.
Jeez.
Who else has answered her call? Because you said she posted on social that she was looking to hang out. So Nicole and then...
I'm not sure who else did.
Were there other people, though?
I'm hoping.
I'm sure.
Poor Nicole. Listen, I love you, Nicole, but you do party really hard. She's going to be having to take care of Cash the next day puking.
But we don't even have to party. Like, we can go to a concert. Like, music?
Yeah, she loves music.
Okay.
That would be cool. Somewhere there's no pickleback shots.
Yeah, you know, just beer. And I don't know. There's, like, the Checkers. We could go to a sporting event.
She likes breweries.
Okay.
Has she ever been to a hockey game, I wonder, in Italy?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So there we go. You know, I have three ideas.
Can we go too?
I can do, yeah, you can go. I didn't ask her on a date. I asked her if she wanted friends.
Lorraine, I no longer live your house. I live Nicole's house now.
I hear Nicole looking for a roommate.
I come in the morning now.
I come in the morning. Maybe 5 o'clock is okay. After one night. When you reached out to her, I got two questions, one for Nicole and one for Loren. When you reached out to her, did she know who you were? Did you say, hey, I'm Nicole, I work with Loren?
No, I just assumed that she knew.
Okay, and you said, hey, hey, we'll hang out, let's do it.
I think my exact words were like, well, let's go.
Okay, and then when she came to you to tell you that Nicole had reached out to her, what did she say to you, Loren?
She showed me the back and forth between the two of them.
It was short, but I showed Loren too.
Yeah.
Why you have look of panic in your eyes, Loren?
Yeah. Well. Okay, so you're going to have to plan it on a day that she has completely off, I guess.
Well, no, you could go out like a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then she has all day Sunday off.
Yeah.
Can we just mention that Roy and I have yet to meet her in any setting?
I have invited you guys, but you guys were out of town.
I also thought about Topgolf. That could be cool, too.
Topgolf is cool. I'd like to take her to... I mean, there's so many places that I would like to take her to. I just...
Don't worry,
baby,
I got you.
It's like...
I got you, Lauren.
I'll invite her over. We'll play Mario Kart. Be a great night. She'll be home by 9.
Yeah.
Why is it gotta be Mario Kart? She's Italian.
Yeah, she can be Luigi. Yeah. I'll invite her over and we can fly the flight simulator game or play the farm simulator with Dean.
Okay.
She can't wait to hang out with
me
then.
Sure.
We're lit.
Yeah. She's like, I hang out with a baby all day long. I definitely want to come to your house and babysit again.
I play Mario Kart. It makes a lot more fun.
That's true. He does. I've played it with him.
Yeah.
They don't tell you the controls or anything and you end up drinking. All right. So, this is good. Now we stand by and wait for stories to come flying into the MRL show. Nicole hanging out with Lorenz, a pair, Elena. How is she liking everything?
I think she loves it. I mean, we talk all the time and we have dinner together every night. So I get to hear, you know, about her day. She just hasn't been able to venture out so much. She went to Target 2 days ago and she spent 2 hours in there. She kept texting me. She's like, this place is amazing.
Yeah. Hey, old Target, take her to Walmart. She'd be blown away at Wally World.
At 11:30 at night.
I see men buy underwear and tire.
Yeah. She's ordering chicken fingers, buying tires for the car.
Yeah. Like, this place is great.
Cool. All right. If you want to hang out with Lorenz a pair, reach out to Lorenz, slide into her DM, and Lorenz will pass her name along.
Sure.
See, this is like, I feel like it's better to hang out with someone she knows.
Yeah, I'll get her on like Bumble BFF or something.
But maybe like Roy's saying, maybe that person shouldn't be you because you go so hard.
I'll take her out with Casey and I.
No.
That's absolutely not.
That's the party team.
Yeah.
Come on, Louise.
That's the A team. Someone tame for sure. Let's go like C team first, okay?
Okay.
I would like to meet her. Can you set that up?
Yeah.
Can we do something this weekend?
We can do something this weekend.
Fine. I'm around. Okay, perfect. All right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.